This is Figuring It Out, a podcast by Pool House New York and hosted by me, Andrew. In this podcast, we're going to dig a little deeper on the topics we discuss on Instagram. I hope you tag along for the ride. I have a feeling it's going to be a good one. Hey everyone, so I'm back at it with another podcast, and in this episode, I wanted to talk about inspiration. So I was recently interviewed, and I was asked, where do I get inspiration from? And I thought this was a really interesting question, because I think it's changed a lot over time. In the beginning, I pulled it from a bunch of different sources. I would usually be on the hunt for inspiration. I would read or listen to music voraciously in the hopes that I would find something that would inspire me. And I think this is natural. I think this is the process of finding your voice. Because early on, I heard some great advice from the author Neil Gaiman. He said that in the beginning, it's okay to sound like other people. That's usually how we find our voice. We sound like the people that inspire us, but then somewhere along the way, we start to sound like ourselves. We find our own voice. And that's more or less what he said. And now that I'm a little bit older and a little bit wiser, I think that that advice is spot on, because that is how I made the art and my writings early on. I'll be the first to admit that it might have sounded like other people, might have sounded like the people I read, or the people I listened to, or the people I watched. But then somewhere along the way, I slowly stopped relying on external sources so much. But at the same time, I'm grateful for having gone through that process, because I think allowing myself to explore, it allowed me to develop this style that was a metamorphosis of all the people that came before me. And I think that's incredibly beautiful, because now I'm at a point where I don't hunt necessarily for inspiration in places that aren't me. Now I'll sit at my computer, or I'll sit in a chair with my phone and just start writing, or just start drawing. And sometimes there's a specific message I want to say, either a message that I learned through a conversation I had, or something I've been thinking a lot lately, or through my meditation practice, and that'll drive the poem and then the picture. Or sometimes I'll just sit down and draw something that's inspiring me, and I'll let that picture dictate the poem and dictate the words that I want to say. But the way that all comes together is so different than in the beginning, and it feels so much more real. It feels like it's a real part of me. It feels incredibly fluid. It feels smooth. It feels like that's how you're supposed to get it done. And so that's what I want to impart upon you today. I want to remind you that it's okay to get inspiration from outside sources, from the people that inspire you to make things. That's how you find your style. That's how you find your voice. But at the same time, remember that you will get to a point one day where you won't have to rely on those other people so much. You won't have to hunt so much for inspiration, because you'll be able to find it a little bit more easily in yourself. And a good test for knowing when you got to that point. Because you'll never really know when you get there. It's not like a hard line. It kind of just gradually happens one day. You just notice that, wow, I have a voice now. And the test that I like to say, and the one that I think is incredibly true, is whatever you make, whatever you write, ask yourself, does it sound like anybody you know? And if it doesn't, then that voice is probably you. The music for today's episode was composed by Harold Malcolm, You can follow him on Instagram at Harold Malcolm. I hope you all have a great rest of your day. Bye.